the Gal Pals Watch. I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah.
And this is a podcast where we discuss queer lady films with either queer women in them, about queer women's stories, queer women directors sometimes,
mm-hmm.
queer women.
Every once in a while.
Actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We like the queers. And when we say women, we mean the most inclusive.
Oh, yes.
Term.
Yeah, that's women with an X.
Yes.
It's just hard to pronounce.
Basically, anyone who's not a cis man.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Sorry.
So today we're talking about Booksmart.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really recent film. It's a 2019 film. You could probably see it in theaters still.
I think you can still.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And it didn't have like a big box office weekend. Which is not really surprising to me.
It didn't have one?
It did not, apparently.
I thought, for some reason, maybe it's just because I'm a professional gay and, like,
this You've been is waiting for it.
My circles. But, like, it seemed like it was very heavily advertised, at least around Seattle. I saw posters everywhere. And Good. It was, but I don't know. That doesn't mean it had a huge opening weekend.
Yeah. I had seen, it's a Netflix film, so.
Oh, it is? I didn't even register that. I've seen it twice.
It's a Netflix film, but it's not on American Netflix yet because it's, I guess, one of Netflix's first, like, theater movies. But it's, like, the Netflix movie company.
We were just talking production about how company? America is just a big old giant corporation.
Yeah.
So we're talking about corporate pride. And this is another example of that, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
However, the movie was really good.
It was really good. Yeah, don't let that fool you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so this is an awesome movie. Olivia Wilde is the director.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember her from House.
I never saw
MD.
House. My sister loved House.
I loved House. She played a bisexual character on that show, which was, like, a little problematic.
not super surprising.
Not that bisexuality is problematic the way
no,
in which
yes.
she was
bisexual representation has a track record of being problematic.
Yes, super. And that was one of them, unfortunately.
Mm. But she's really cool, and she did a great job.
Oh, my God. She did such a good job.
Yeah. This movie was very well executed, I think.
Yeah.
All around.
And it was written by Sarah Haskins and Emily Halpern. I can read my own handwriting. And it stars Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein.
Fun fact that everyone knows, I'm sure, she is Jonah Hill's sister.
Which I actually did not know.
Ah.
So this is actually our second time recording this because the first time
we had a bit of a technical snafu.
The mic didn't really work. So I didn't know that, and I was like, "What?" Well, this makes sense.
Yeah. But I like her so much better than
him. Oh, of course.
I mean, obviously, she's queer in real life. I'm pretty sure she's in a relationship with a woman now.
Interesting.
I don't know if she's bi or pan or.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't
how
know she how she identifies, but she's not straight, so.
Got it.
But she plays straight in
yeah.
this movie.
And I was really interested to hear that she was Jonah Hill's sister because mm-hmm. this movie, I know you disagree, but this movie has been connected to, what is it, Superbad?
Yeah.
It's been called, like, the female Superbad, which
yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with.
No, I mean, I can see where the parallels are. Like, even if they weren't siblings, it is, like, a high school buddy comedy, like, comedy of errors.
And they want to go to a party.
Right.
Like, the end game for them is to go to a party and
yeah.
then comedy of errors
right.
getting there.
Right.
That kind of deal. But that's
this
basically where it ends.
Yeah. This movie is way more, like, I don't know. It's just wittier, it's more intelligent. Well, I don't know, the word intelligent is kind of an elitist word to use, but like it's just better. It's better all
yeah.
around. It's got women instead of men at the center.
Yeah. I like fell in love with this movie about a minute in.
Yeah,
I feel like one of the first opening scenes, really the second scene I guess, is you're introduced to the two friends, Amy and Molly, and Amy's picking up Molly to go to school. It's their last day of school. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, start dancing in the middle of the street. Yeah. But, like, it's super awkward and, like...
It's adorable.
Hilarious.
And you get this sense right away. It sets up their relationship where, like, they are each other's person, platonic person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, best friends. And they know each other so well. And... I just love that. I love friendship like that, where, yeah. especially between women, but just, like, in general. Because I think platonic relationships are, like, really undervalued in society.
Absolutely. And while Molly is straight, Amy is not.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, I think that's how she identifies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm always, like, so happy to see friends... And, like, one of them who happens to be gay, and mm-hmm. they are truly just friends, mm-hmm. and there's no, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, lusting after someone.
Yeah.
But not...
Yeah.
Oh, God, what is it called? Unrequited love!
Yes, there you go.
Because it's just, like, it's kind of overdone, yeah. and...
It's not like it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and lesbians are capable of having... Of being friends with other lesbians.
Yeah.
Just friends. And with straight girls, too.
Right.
So.
Yes. We contain multitudes.
Wow. It's like we're people.
Yes.
Just kidding. I'm a robot.
Shh, don't tell him.
Shh. I am a robot. So, my first note is that it's too real. This movie is too real. It hurts me. In the best way possible. So, as we kind of stated, it's, like, this comedy of errors of these, like, two girls. And they decide they want to go to a party.
Yeah. Well, Molly decides she wants to go to a
party. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell more about that.
Well, okay. So, it's their last day of school, and Molly is class president. Amy is, what, like, treasurer or something?
Something like that.
And the vice president is... this dude bro named Nick,
mm-hmm.
Who at first he's set up as, like, a very stereotypical
bro,
yeah, who Molly supposedly hates. But anyway, last day of school, and they, like, go to the principal, and they're like, oh, we got to go over budget numbers for next year. Like, I want it to be smooth for the next student government. And the principal is like, just over everything. He's just like, no.
He's like, I never want to see you again. Can you just, like, talk to Nick about this? Like, we're done.
Yeah. But that sets up that, like, so Molly and Amy have both worked really hard throughout high school to get into good colleges. Quote unquote good colleges.
Yeah. Molly is valedictorian.
Yeah. Elite colleges, I should say.
Yeah, elite colleges. Yeah. Ivy League.
Yeah. And they're really proud of themselves. And then... through some things that happen, they find out that other students who didn't only focus on studying also got into these schools, or else they're, like, going to code for Google or something.
Yeah.
Like, they all are set up to have, like, this great next step in their lives, mm-hmm. whereas Molly and Amy thought that they had to choose between, like, a social life and... being book smart.
Yeah. And wow, that's where they got the title.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And Molly resents this big time.
Big
Amy
time.
Amy does not really care.
No.
She's like, I don't care. I'm just going to go on with my life from here. And Molly's like, no. We need to change our stories so that we're not losers.
Yeah. And it's super unrealistic.
Yeah.
That all of these people that they're going to school with are going to these, like, fantastic renowned universities, which is, by the way, any children listening, bullshit, just go. State schools are fine. I went to a state school, mm-hmm. and look how I turned out.
And also, they don't address the cost of this at all.
Oh,
like, there's
no.
nothing about class except for, like, really rich people, because some of the characters are extremely wealthy.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't really know where this takes place. I guess LA. Actually, yeah, I think they talk about something about, but it's really, like, vague.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of, I guess not a lot. There is diversity.
Racial diversity, and I don't know if there's really gender diversity per se.
Not necessarily. No, not really.
there's racial diversity, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only. Yeah. And people with different sexual orientations.
I guess gender presentation.
Yeah, actually, there is the one theater kid who plays around with the gender presentation. Alan?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's yeah. And I was thinking of Ryan.
Oh, yeah, and Ryan.
The skateboarder.
Right, right. Yeah, so there's some gender yeah. presentation stuff, at least.
Like, awesome.
They don't really go into pronouns or anything, but...
No. So speaking of Ryan, mm-hmm. Ryan is Amy's love interest.
Yes.
So she is a skateboarder, and she's really cute, and she somehow has a lot of tattoos, even though she's a senior in high school.
Well, in real life, that person who plays her is a professional skateboarder.
And not a teenager.
And not a teenager.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah.
She has
she's
this,
very bubbly.
Like, yeah, very bubbly. Has, like, this cute curly mop mm-hmm. of hair. These cute round glasses. She kind of has, like, this, I don't know, this cute little voice.
Yeah.
And she's just so bubbly.
Yeah. I think Amy's just attracted to her, like, well, I mean, she's cute, but also just that she feels kind of free. She seems kind of like a free spirit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to yeah. put it. And Amy has no idea whether or not Ryan is gay.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, another plot point throughout the whole movie is, mm-hmm. is this girl gay? Is she interested in me? That
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I just saw my notes about the porn scene.
Oh, that's my favorite scene.
So
it's so funny.
So in this, like, you know, once Molly decides that we're going to this party mm-hmm. and she kind of drags Amy along with her and she's like, this is your chance. You're going to like hook up with Ryan. And Amy's like, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
So porn happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Molly's like, we'll just watch porn on my phone. And Amy's first response is like, those women, they're either sex trafficked or they're not getting paid enough. Or like, I don't know. She's very feminist in that
yeah.
way. There's also a girl in the school who people call AAA.
Oh, yeah.
Because she, quote unquote, gave roadside assistance to three guys or something.
Yeah.
And Amy's the only one who won't call her that. And
yeah.
she always calls people out. She's like, don't call her that.
Mm-hmm. Including Molly.
Including Molly, yeah.
Yeah. Because Molly does it because they're kind of like enemies. Her AAA's or Annabelle.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly, they're kind of, they're enemies in this.
Yeah, but I feel like that comes more from Molly than from Annabelle.
Yeah, definitely. Molly Annabelle doesn't really care.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't really care. I mean, she does care what people think of her.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Molly, mm-hmm. she's like, whatever.
Yeah. But Molly cares a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah, I would say Annabelle's like the catalyst to Molly wanting to go to the mm-hmm. party because they find out, or she finds out they're going to the same school next year. They're both going to mm-hmm. Yale. And she's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Annabelle got to like party all.
Yeah.
all
I mean, Annabelle's
years.
A little mean to her
oh,
in that bathroom
extremely
scene
mean.
Where it all comes to light that, like, all these other kids are going to these great schools, too. They're pretty mean to Molly.
Yeah, they're extremely mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is, you know, there's bullying in this film. I would mm-hmm. say from both.
I would say everyone, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe except for Amy.
Except for Amy. Like, everyone has...
They engage in bullying somehow.
Yeah. They all have something to say about another person in the movie that's
yeah.
not so great.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's funny because I think in high school, and at least in my experience, maybe it was more middle school than high school, but also in high school, like, I know I was so concerned, and I think a lot of people around me were so concerned about how you fit in, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, not necessarily conforming to any certain thing, but just
finding your place.
Always, yeah, and, like, always being hyper aware of, like, what other people think of you and like what you think of other people, and it's just like, I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah. And it seems like that's what's happening in this
yeah,
movie a lot,
like,
and I think a lot of bullying comes from that place.
Yeah, as an adolescent, you're
just really insecure.
Yeah, trying to find your place in the world. You're mm-hmm. super insecure, and you're noticing like social dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you notice that from a very young age,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, there's, it's only natural to like compare and contrast.
Yeah.
But what we do with that information.
Yeah. We don't always make the best decisions as teenagers.
Questionable. But at the same time, I feel like this was a really frank representation of what high school is like.
Yeah.
There
were some things that were like, no, that
would never happen. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I guess like that scene where the bell rings and then everyone's like throwing water
balloons. Oh, that's
true. Or not water balloons, but like water filled condoms.
Like, yeah, that would never happen. No. You're right. I was, yeah.
And also just the whole party, like, I don't know.
So I did go to a high school that was, that's had similar parties.
Oh, really?
I didn't go to them. But from what I hear, they were kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I'm sure at my high school they happened too. I mean, I know parties happened, but I don't know about people who had like pools and...
Oh, like ragers and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, I don't really know if that's what happened. But I also went to a high school with very affluent...
Me too.
...rich folk. So... Yeah. that happened... But I was not a part of it.
Anyway, porn.
Yeah. Anyway, porn. So the best part of this is that they are in an Uber when this happens, mm-hmm. or they're in a Lyft, whatever. And the driver happens to be their principal.
Yep.
The principal who just said a couple hours ago how he never wants to see them again. Maybe you shouldn't drive for Lyft/Uber in your hometown. I don't know.
Yeah. Although it speaks to...
How we pay teachers.
Yay.
Though principals should be getting a lot more money, but I don't know. We don't know his story.
Yeah.
Maybe he's terrible with money.
We don't really like him, though, either
we
way.
Don't.
Because
he
starts talking about this book he's writing. About
this
pregnant detective. And every time she gets close to a clue, the baby kicks. And then he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do when the baby's born. I haven't quite reached that point yet. And they're in the backseat like, okay.
Like, how is the baby the... How's the baby going to be the tool?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my god, I can't believe we're here.
And it's also full of chili lights, which I found hilarious.
It is bomb.
Have you ever gotten into a Lyft or an Uber where it's just like...
Not to that extreme.
I have to that extreme
oh
one
my
time.
God.
It was...
I'm so jealous.
Kind of amazing.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I have had... my best experience was like this woman, and she had like... almost like a shoe rack on the back of the seats,
oh.
and it had all goodies in it, like
yeah,
mints and gum
too.
And Kleenex mm-hmm. and hand sanitizer and a water bottle.
Yeah,
girl,
and potentially a bunch of chargers.
Yes, so many chargers, as in this movie.
Yes,
yes,
and that's where
that's where the comedy comes in. So they're, you know, watching this porn and. Molly's phone's about to die, so they put in a plug, but it's also an aux cord. So, naturally, it's a pretty... Yeah. I don't even want to explain the sounds, but there are choice sounds that happen.
I think the best part is that both of them are kind of into it. They're just like, whoa. Like, they've never really...
both know, Amy and Molly.
Amy and Molly, yeah. Watching it. And,
yeah.
Anyway, that scene is amazing, and you should... watch the movie.
Yeah, they kind of like observe it a bit more. And
yeah,
Amy, at first she's kind of like, oh, you watch porn, blah blah blah, and like not necessarily like slut shaming or anything.
No,
like
she's
that
a little prudish.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But Molly's like, of course I am. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a woman, I gotta know what everything's
yeah.
like.
They also have in the beginning a really funny and frank conversation about masturbation.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed also.
So funny.
And also related to a lot.
Yes. Amy basically masturbates with a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
And
which I totally used to do.
It's so funny. Yeah. I did when I was a kid before I knew what like
yeah,
masturbation was.
Yeah.
And just like,
I had no idea what it was. I remember this is so embarrassing. I hope no one ever listens to this, but I know. One time my mom caught me. I was really little. Like,
yeah.
I didn't really know what I was doing. I just was like, oh, this feels good.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't ever do that. And so then I just kept doing it, but I felt like I had to keep it really secret. You know,
yeah.
like no
That's
one could
it
ever
starts.
Know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now I think about it, and I'm like, well, it's not like she had malicious intent in telling me not to do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she didn't, like, talk to me about
yeah.
what was happening or, like...
So my girlfriend has kids, and one of the things she told her son, because boys, you know, mm-hmm. It's a natural part of development, boys yeah. and girls, to yeah. touch their genitals.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's not a public room activity. I was like, that's a perfect way
yeah.
to put it.
This yeah, is totally. Like, go to town. If you're on your own in your room, no one else is around, do all the exploring you want.
In the bathroom, and
yeah.
no one else is around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not a public room activity.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love that.
That's a great way to
put it. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Instead of don't do that.
Right,
because
right.
that's not
yeah.
the most.
That just makes you feel shameful.
Yeah, shameful.
Shameful. But anyway,
so
Amy has a special relationship with her panda bear.
With one eye.
Her one-eyed panda bear. And
they're
apparently
so funny.
Molly masturbated with an electric toothbrush.
Which you could see for, like, not that scene, but you could see that in the trailer for this. She explains that scene.
Oh,
and it's
oh.
just so funny. You get, like, a perfect representation of who they are. The,
yeah.
The trailer did a good job.
And when they're getting ready for the party, they dress separately and then they come back together and they're wearing the same clothes.
And they're
and like, they just love each other's outfits so much, even though they're like almost exactly the same. And they just go with it and they're like, they have this whole routine of complimenting each other about
they
how great
do.
They look.
They're wearing like both like they're both wearing like a onesie, like button
yeah,
up.
Very like Wild Fang like
oh.
coverall.
Ooh, yes,
type of.
Definitely.
They both
a coverall.
Look pretty gay actually.
Yes.
In those clothes.
Yes. They have a theme going
yeah.
on.
It's pretty great. I'm into their outfits, for sure.
So they go to the party in those fab outfits. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, no, they don't. They
well,
plan to.
They plan to. They don't make it to the party for quite a while.
Yes. So they get involved with, oh boy, Jared.
Jared.
So Jared's one of the, like, supremely rich people at their school.
And he tries to buy everyone's affection.
Yeah, and he's throwing his own graduation party mm-hmm. that no one goes to.
Literally no one except for
no
Gigi.
One.
Who is, like, this weird fairy girl. Shows
yeah.
up everywhere.
It's like she's on drugs constantly, but
yeah.
she's... I mean, she is on drugs constantly, but not, like, the ones that would...
But she's... Yeah, she's still, like...
Give her that behavior?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't... Her character confused me a lot.
I mean she's definitely just, like, comedic.
No, totally.
Like...
And it's not like I disliked the character. I just was confused a lot.
Yeah.
By her.
Yeah, she's played by,
Oh, yeah.
Billie Lord.
Right.
Who is Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her in American Horror Story. And, like,
that's
she
right.
gets a couple of zingers
that.
In that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
I can't watch that show.
Yeah. Because, you know, she only gets a couple of zingers. And mostly it's just, like, she's very serious.
Mm.
So seeing this side of her was really funny. And
cool.
I haven't seen Scream Queens, and she's in that, too.
I haven't seen that
but,
either.
But I think that might be funny-ish. I don't know. But... anyway.
She narrates part of one of Carrie Fisher's audiobooks.
Aww. That's good.
She, like, reads the journals or something. I
yeah.
forget what. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... Her... her character is really funny. Definitely just used as, like, comedic value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like the Joker.
Yeah.
Kind of jester character, I should say.
Yeah, the jester.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe her character.
And Jared kind of is, too. He gets
yeah.
he gets a more multifaceted... towards the end of the movie,
mm-hmm.
But for the most part, he's seen as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a straight-up clown.
Yeah.
But, like, I do feel bad for him because
yeah.
he would, like, he made this whole, like, party and no one goes to it, so he has to, like, trick Molly and Amy to go,
yeah.
and they don't want to be there once
yeah.
they're there, because like, they just want to go to the party where
yeah.
everyone else is. And it comes out that Molly really likes Nick, the vice
mm-hmm.
president. So, like, she definitely wants to go to Nick's party
mm-hmm.
because she wants to see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, eventually, they get there.
They go to, like, 2.5 parties.
They go to 2.5 parties. They get
they
picked.
Try,
yeah.
They're trying to find the address. That's the thing, is that
yes.
they don't know where to go because they never were social with any of these people. So, they're, like, using social media
mm-hmm.
to try and, like, stalk them and see where they are.
Yeah.
And... And they, like, at one point go to the library to, like, do research on, like, the
oh, yeah.
properties in the
public
town.
Records.
It's just like,
yeah.
wow. And then they have this whole really crazy scene where they see on, like, Instagram that there's a bunch of pizza boxes from this one pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to that pizza place and they're, like, trying to get them to give them the address of where that huge order was so that they
mm-hmm.
can go to the party. And they, like... pretend to do a stick up in the delivery guy's car and the they tie their hair over their face as a mask, and then the delivery guy is like really creepy, and he keeps saying things like, do you have a gun? Because I have a gun. And then he's like, you should never get in strangers' cars. And he's like trying to tell them like, about stranger danger. But then like, you don't know what I is stranger danger.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Ah. And like, clearly they meant to like, you know, scare him.
Right.
But he was like, do you know how bad that could have been? Yeah.
He's but, like, I could have you cross state lines in no time. And then you'd be murdered in the woods. And they're like, oh my God.
Why are you getting so specific, yeah, bruh?
He gets really specific. And then that comes back at the end to sort of help them a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, they end up using the last 1% of battery to call Miss Fine.
Miss Fine, who we haven't talked about yet.
Nope.
Played by Jessica Williams.
Oh, love Jessica Williams.
So she's their, like, English teacher or something?
She's the cool teacher.
She's definitely a cool teacher.
Everyone has a crush on her, even people who are not into, like, women.
Yeah. And Jared, too. Jared, who's not even her student, like, gives her a present and stuff.
She's like, you're not my student. Get out of here.
But she's definitely, like, a cool teacher. She's young. She's hip.
Yeah.
And Molly and Amy truly adore her. Mm-hmm. And as, like, a parting gift, Miss Fine gives them her cell phone number.
Yeah, I think it's not just she randomly gives it to them. It's that always do the crossword and then they compare notes.
Yes.
Which is, like, and so times. Delightfully nerdy. Oh, yeah.
And times,
like, how long it took them to do it. And so she's like, yeah, just, we'll keep it going over the summer. Here's my number.
Yeah.
And they get really excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
So the last 1% is used to call Miss Fine because they need help.
Yeah.
And Miss Fine hooks them up with a ride. Mm-hmm. And also
some new clothes.
Some clothes.
Some she was sparkly like, dresses.
She was like, did you guys realize what you're wearing? And how you match?
Yeah. And then they end up matching again. With her clothes. They're both wearing sparkly dresses.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go through that whole rigmarole again of like, oh, my God, you look so good. Wow, you look so good. I'm blinded by how good you
look. My eyes. Yeah. Yes, they have some choice compliments.
The one thing about Miss Fine is that I really love her character up until the point when she decides to go into the party.
And then she...
It's implied, strongly implied, that she hooks up with a student who is supposedly of age, was held back or something.
22,
like,
yeah.
I thought he was 20.
Or 20, yeah, you're right.
But
sorry.
Over 18, regardless. But I still think it's really creepy, and I don't like that they went there with her character, because I wanted to like her character more.
Especially since she has this, like, really frank conversation in the car, and she was like, I'm so glad you guys are going to a party.
Yeah. She's like, if you don't do that and you work too hard, you're just going to swing too hard in the other direction, like what I did. Now I'm banned from every Jamba Juice in the country.
So it's things like that where it's like, oh, man. Like, she already saw the error of her ways, and yet she still feels like she needs to be cool to teenagers. Like, that's sad. I know.
It really was unnecessary, that entire plot line.
Yeah, it was not.
It could, the whole movie could have been complete. Just without that at all.
Definitely.
Like, if she had just dropped them off there, and then the next time they saw her was at graduation, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So, not a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
But I love Jessica Williams so much.
And she was funny in her scenes.
Yeah.
Essentially, they finally get to the party.
Yeah, finally.
And everything's going good until it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're flirting with their respective crushes.
Yes.
And
hella hard.
Yes. Very, very flirt.
Much flirt.
And it's really cute. And especially the parts with Amy and Ryan. They just melt my heart so much. In a good way and a bad way.
Yeah. So there's, like, so many scenes where, like, It just felt so real in the sense of, like, when you're a teenager and you're not really, like, you have a crush on someone and you're not really sure if they like you, but then there's this other layer of, like, are they even interested in being gay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In being gay.
Like, can I interest you in being gay?
Can I interest you in that? Yes, you could.
Yes, me too. Thanks for asking.
I will take your offer.
Yes.
I accept it. My pay rate is $50 an hour. Thank you.
But the thing about that whole, like, journey for Amy and Ryan during the party that made me feel so many things is that they're, like, they do karaoke, and they jump in the pool, and as all these things are happening, Amy is like, she's like loosening up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she, and I was so much like this in high school. I'm still like this, but just like very prone to anxiety, and just like, not that she can't have a good time or like hang out with people, because she totally can, and yeah. I can do that too, but just nervous about things and kind of feeling like you want to hold back and just like be safer, you know? And she kind of starts to break through that a little bit more. And then it really seems like Ryan is like into her. She's like, she touched her in a certain way, like put her arm on her legs or whatever in the karaoke room. And then Amy just followed her outside and she starts stripping to go in the pool. And so Amy just does the same thing. She's kind of just like going with it. She's uninhibited from her own self in this moment. And she jumps in the pool. And that moment is so beautiful. I like cried. Yeah. I literally cried.
It's truly like a beautiful cinematic.
It is, yeah. Like,
good job, Olivia.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, and the music that's playing during that scene is perfect. And then right away, well, after a little bit of like beauty,
underwater action.
Then immediately she surfaces and she sees Ryan making out with Nick.
Yeah. So now their perspective crushes are no longer perspective, and they are hooking up with each other. And it's just like so sad.
It is so
sad.
And it's mostly sad for Amy.
Yeah, I feel like
I mean, she's the one I feel the worst for.
No, I do too, because like you just said, she's finally letting go. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Molly kind of lets go earlier. The fact that she even wants to go to this party is more of a letting go thing. And Amy
and
finally
admitting that she likes Nick.
Yeah. And Amy finally accepts, you know, being at the party and I'm gonna have fun, and then it's like she's immediately rejected for it, and or not rejected for it, but what is it, punished. She's immediately punished
she
for
feels
it.
Punished
for yeah
it.
She feels punished for it's it not she's like not
these, yeah these characters, they didn't do anything wrong.
No.
They weren't like, but it just sucks when you think like, oh, this is going really good, and then it just like crashes down.
We want to reiterate, you know, Nick and Ryan, nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But that teenage feeling, like, I'm never going to do that again. Look what happened.
I know. Oh, devastating.
Yeah. So that...
followed by another devastating scene.
Yeah. They, you know, Molly and Amy kind of break up. Friend break up. They have this huge fight because Amy really wants to leave. Mm-hmm. She's kind of wanted to leave since before they even got there.
Yeah.
But Molly... wanted her to go and play the Malala card.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is an agreement that they have where each one of them, once a year, gets to say Malala.
Malala.
And when the person says that, the other person has to go along with what they're doing, no questions asked.
Yeah.
So Molly pulls that earlier in the night after Jared's party when Amy's like, no, I'm just going home.
Yeah,
and she's like, no, Malala. And then they like go to two more parties before they But then Amy calls Malala when she's had this whole thing with the pool. She's dripping wet. She put her dress back on. She's very devastated.
She just wants to leave.
She's just over it. Like, they've been through a lot that night. And Molly doesn't know
what just
Amy
happened.
Saw.
Yeah.
And Amy doesn't tell her.
Yeah.
I think she wants to protect her, even through all of that, where, like, she could easily just say, well, I know you think it's going well, but it's not, because Nick was just kissing Ryan. But she doesn't say that.
Yeah. She doesn't break her heart. And she kind of takes for... Well, she assumes that, like, her friend is going to go along with her. But Molly is like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm so close to, like, hooking up with Nick. No, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Which
is so unfair. Because the whole point of the Malala thing, and, like,
no,
Amy went with it earlier. But anyway, then they have this big fight. And that scene is also really well done, because they're yelling at each other. And meanwhile, like, people are filming them on their phones and stuff, which I think, like, nothing comes of that in the movie. But it's just, like, a very prescient, like, depiction of how life is for teenagers now with social media, and everyone has a phone. And
I thought it was really interesting about, like... the camera gets really close in on them and, like, mm-hmm. kind of rotates in between them. And you can see, like, everyone in the background's kind of fuzzy. But mm-hmm. you see, like, all these lights mm-hmm. turn on. And it's from their phones mm-hmm. recording. And you can't hear them yelling at each other.
Their voices kind of fade down and the music goes up.
Yeah.
And so you see them yelling at each other, but you don't hear what they're saying. All you hear is this music. I thought that was a really smart choice.
Yeah. And all you see is them fighting and mm-hmm. other people recording them. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God, like, it's so scary. Yeah. Like, this will come back to haunt you mm-hmm. because now it's recorded.
Yeah. And it's such an effective scene to, like, just really get you. Yeah. Emotionally get you.
Yeah. So they kind of split apart. Amy runs to the bathroom because she's mm-hmm. like still like so traumatized. Mm-hmm. And she sees this girl from her English class or whatever class she has with Miss Fine.
Hope, right?
Hope, yeah. Hope's kind of a dick.
Yeah. She's mean.
She's mean.
Which is my other major issue with this movie.
Yeah.
Is that what ends up happening is that Amy and Hope... they sort of hook up. It's a total disaster.
They definitely kiss
yeah.
and do stuff below the
and
belt.
Yeah, they're like going for some more stuff and then it's just a bad situation. But
yeah,
I don't like that trope where like someone is appealing to you because they're mean to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Hope is not nice to Amy. No. She says really mean things to her in that bathroom, like just cutting things.
Yeah. And even before that too, like yeah, in the classroom.
I know. She's just like one of those people that just thinks she's too cool and is just gonna be mean to everyone and is always slouching. And I mean, not that slouching makes you mean
person. No, but like but just to like, look cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, has that physical demeanor of like and the facial expression of just like I'm over everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's just really mean to Amy, who has had the worst night.
Yeah.
And Amy stands up for herself with Hope, but I just don't like how they have this whole interaction where Hope's being so mean, and then all of a sudden Amy's like, great, let's make out.
Yeah,
and
they just kiss each other. Yeah, she says something to the effect of like, you're just going to be the hot girl that peaked in high school.
Yeah.
And then like she kisses her, and it's just like, what?
Yeah. I know.
What? I like. I hate that idea also of, like, kissing someone to shut them up.
Right.
I'm like...
They could have done that so differently. Like, Hope could have been in there and she could have been nice to her.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been fantastic. Yeah. And then I would have been into the rest of the
or
hookup
like,
thing.
Or, hey, like, attempt on a hookup. I've always had a crush on you. Or, like, yeah, you look really hot in that dress. You know, something
yeah,
like
or
that.
Or even just, like, are you okay? Like, clearly you're not okay because you just came in here and you look very upset. And you're, like, dripping wet and your bare feet.
Why do I have to sexualize them? Why can't I just be like, why can't I be like you, Sarah? Are you okay? I was like, walks in the door, you're hot.
No, is that the difference between ace and not ace?
Well, perhaps. And maybe I'm just a bad person.
No. I don't think that's it.
Maybe I'm just super horny. What? I didn't say that.
Anyway.
But yeah, they hook up, kind of.
Kind of. It's so awkward.
It's so bad. Let's just say...
It makes me cringe so much just thinking about it.
You gotta watch it. For them. There's not much we can really, like, add to it other than it's bad, and then it gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Amy, you know, is definitely over it after that.
Yeah.
She definitely wants to leave. And then, does Molly know at that point? I forget.
Molly, at some point, goes into the kitchen and sees Ryan and Nick together.
Mm-hmm.
So she realizes it probably simultaneously as to when that's happening. But then the cops come. And
oh
so they
God,
all
yeah.
run away. And Molly's like, I don't know where Amy is. But she just runs away because the cops are there. And Amy ends up... being the person to take all the heat for the party.
Yeah.
Which was another part of the storyline where I was like, this doesn't make any sense because she says to everyone who's, like, hiding as the cops go into the house, she's like, okay, everyone, I'm going to create a distraction and you guys all just run.
And her distraction is...
Yeah. It's not a smart decision.
Not smart.
Nope.
So... Yeah, she runs at the cops.
Yeah,
and
like
just
yelling.
Yells, like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think we talked about this the first time we tried to record this.
Yeah.
But if she had not been a white girl, that would have ended extremely badly for her. Yeah. Like, she'd probably be dead. But she gets arrested.
Yeah, she gets arrested. She gets, you know, pinned for the house party or whatever, which I don't really understand.
I don't understand that either. Maybe it was not her house.
Maybe it was just for underage drinking. But
that
doesn't seem...
But, like, you don't go to jail for that, do you?
Not usually, no.
No, especially not if you're a rich white girl.
And, yeah. Well, maybe she's 18, but I don't know. But, like, I feel like they would still call her parents, or, like, her parents.
I know.
She could call her parents.
Yeah, but what ends up happening is that Molly has to bail her out. Where are her parents?
And where are Molly's parents?
And where are Molly... Like,
Molly's parents are, like, non-existent in this movie.
Yeah.
Amy's parents
are there. Lisa Kudrow is one of them.
Yeah, and Will
and they're also overly supportive, so I feel like... Where are they during this whole thing where they're going to be late for graduation because Amy's in jail?
Yeah. And I mean,
and
like,
they don't know where she is.
The plot is like sending them off to like breakfast without their phones or something. Because, we need Molly to pick up Amy because she sees this like
the wanted poster
for the guy that they saw, the pizza driver.
Pizza guy, yeah.
So they
and that's how they like exchange information about him to get Amy out of jail, which. Literally makes no sense at all.
No.
Like, this is the most unrealistic.
It's kind of just, like, patched together at the end.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm willing to just go with it. Just get through it.
Yeah.
So,
so they do get to graduation.
Yeah.
They're able to borrow Jared's car because Jared has, like, a real soft spot for Molly. Yeah.
They have a bonding moment at the party.
They do. And he, you know, admits to her, like, does everyone think that I... got like a sex worker for or my dad got me a sex worker for my birthday and blah blah blah, and he's like, all I want to do is make airplanes and
he's like a little boy
and fund musicals.
Oh yeah, that's
what he wants to do. He's like, none of this revival stuff, people deserve better.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I love this guy so much.
I know, and he has a very boyish face too, so he just reads as like this poor little insecure little boy.
Yeah, he has a great smile.
He does.
Like, he looks so genuine.
Yeah.
And we get to see that
and
again at graduation.
He's very innocent.
He is very innocent.
In so many ways. Like,
just,
I guess he's pretty sheltered.
True.
But
yeah, I think he is quite sheltered. And he also takes care of Gigi, who is not her sister, his sister. I don't know.
No.
No. I don't think they're sister-brother.
No.
Brother and sister.
I don't... Siblings.
Siblings. Siblings.
No, I don't think they're related. I think they're just friends.
Yeah. But
like,
he
some people think that they're in a relationship, but they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and he kind of, like, takes care of her and makes sure she doesn't, like, go off the deep end.
Yeah. Or, like, literally die.
Yeah. So it's just, like... You know, he's very sweet, and Molly sees that at the party. Thank God.
Yeah, he ends up covering for her because they're late for graduation. Yeah. So he starts making her speech, and it's very funny. Because he gets up there, and he's like, white man, your time is over. And meanwhile, he's this white man.
But he gets a big smooch from Molly.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It is kind of cute. For a hetero kiss, it's not bad.
Oh, it's just... So, he has such a cute little smile.
He does. He's, like, so happy about it.
He's so cute.
I know. Oh, I'm, like, grossed out by myself that I find
this. You're like, oh, fuck. But he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And Amy's character kind of gets her happy ending as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
she and Hope are a lot nicer to each other the next day.
Yes.
Hope, thank goodness.
Definitely. Hope stops by her house and is like, gives her number.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, you know, good luck with the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she also says, like, because Amy was saying that she didn't know what she was doing when they were, like, about to hook up. And
which she really Hope, didn't.
And Hope was like, you kind of knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And, like, which makes Amy so happy.
Yeah.
It's really cute. So, yeah, they definitely have one crazy wild night before school technically ends like they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this movie.
I did, too.
Oh, my God, I forgot to talk about one of my favorite parts.
Oh, what?
So, after Molly runs away from the party, AAA, Annabelle picks her up.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is why they call me AAA. Yeah. I get, and that's the roadside assistance I give.
Yeah.
She was, my favorite part, she's like, well, I did blow them, but mostly I was just giving them rides. Yeah.
And she also talks about how she had agency in it. Like, she chose to do that. And she was like, yeah, I want to enjoy it too. And like, so sue me.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to suck a dick in my own house.
Yeah.
And Molly's like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And they bond over, like, the agency. And I really like that Annabelle's like, please don't call me AAA next year at Yale. Please don't do it. I really want people to, like, know me for who I am.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh.
And I also love that Molly says, you know, Amy never called you that.
Yeah. Amy never called you that. Yeah. And because, you know, Annabelle does say to Molly, like, and I know that, like, she kind of...
She's upset because, like, the girls... girls call her that, too, and that's what upsets her.
Yeah.
Which is just low standards for the dudes. Just low standards.
Yep. I think that might be my favorite part of the entire movie. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they're having, like, a good, calm conversation about how, like, your actions affect me, and it is bad because blah, 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 and I feel this way. Mm-hmm. I feel blank when you do blank.
And they hear each other. Like, Molly hears it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get defensive.
No.
She's just like, you're right, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely recommend seeing this movie. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
Yeah, especially if you like that comedy of error stuff.
Yeah.
You like coming of age stories.
Mm-hmm. You like characters that are gay.
Yeah, and this has a really awesome cast.
Yeah.
Jessica Williams, Lisa Kudrow, Jason Sudeikis, Will Forte, Billy Lord, and a bunch of other of the teenagers. Mm-hmm. It's like their first or second movie.
They're all really good.
But they're all really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
also, excellent. I took my parents to see this movie. and they both really liked it. I was so happy.
It made me really happy. I just remembered the doll scene.
Oh, yeah. They're on drugs by accident.
Yeah. We'll save that one for you guys to watch. It's fucking hilarious.
I like that. I heard an interview with them about that scene, and they were like, what was the, like, goal behind that scene? And it might have been Beanie Feldstein where she was like, we tried to make it like their worst nightmare, this like trip that they were on.
Yes.
And what's their worst nightmare is being like the physical manifestation of the male gaze.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense because they're literally Barbie dolls.
Yeah. And when Amy is kind of into it.
I know.
And that's funny. Like Molly's like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is even worse. But yes, this movie kind of has a little bit of everything in it.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. Has stop motion animation.
Oh, yes.
It has.
Yes.
Queer ladies.
Nice underwater scene.
It has a beautiful underwater scene.
Beautiful. Nice fashion.
Good fashion. Good jumpsuit fashion.
Good laughs. Good
sparkle fashion.
Good sparkle.
Laughs. Fun. Lots of laughs. Good chilly lights.
Good sweater fashion.
On all Amy's the kinds part. Of fashion.
Good fashion. yes. So please watch it.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it.
Cool.
Let us know what you think of this movie.
Yes, please. You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
You can find us on Twitter at galpalswatch.
And Instagram at galpalswatch.
Consistent.
We did it, fam.
Rate, review, subscribe. That's
yes.
what they say.
And they also do. They also say, keep it gay. Okay, so looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good?
Looks pretty good. Good, good, good.
Oh, that was very loud. Okay. This is my normal voice.
This is my normal voice.
No, it's not. It's my normal whisper. Okay.